I love my son's cock. I know I'm not supposed to say that. I'm supposed to say very general things like, I'm proud of my young man, and I'm proud of how he's grown into a strapping boy. But the truth is, I love my son's cock. You might ask, well, how is it that you see your teenage son's cock? I mean, it's not like you're still dressing him or any of those things. And you're right. You're right. I should never have seen it. But once I did, and it was just by accident. I mean, he was sick, and I was tucking him in one night. I mean, when your child is sick, you'll do anything to make them feel better. And so I was applying some cooling poultices to relieve his fever, and well, I did that billowing thing with the sheets, and I saw it there. The most beautiful cock I've ever seen in my life. And I'll be honest, I'm no innocent. I've seen my fair share of beautiful male genitalia. But what I saw that day, laying flaccid between my own flesh and blood's legs, I felt an immediate pull. I was excited. I was aroused. And here my poor boy was lying sick. Of course I didn't touch him. But that was the day. That was the day that I thought to myself, oh, not only do I need to get another look at that cock, someday I'm going to touch it. And God willing, feel it fill my womb. Oh. Since that day, I have thought about very little else. Thought about ways to be a good mother. I mean, I care for my son. I want him to be happy. But I can't help but be so aroused by his burgeoning manhood. I mean, there's just something so deeply erotic. I found myself walking by his room late at night and pausing. I could hear him masturbating in his room. I knew what he was doing in there. I mean, I'm not pure. I know what kind of things young men think about when they're lying in their bed, so close to sleep. All they want is that release. Sometimes I would imagine I was standing at the doorway, and I would imagine that my son would whisper, Mom, Mommy, Mother, just as he would come. And oh, God, it got me so wet. I couldn't quite hear him. He may never have said such a thing. But I made sure to dress, perhaps a bit more provocatively than I should have. I mean, I am a middle-aged woman, a mother, no less. But I still have a body that can seduce a man. These breasts, this stomach of mine, my nice round ass. I know my appeal. And I'll be honest, I wasn't always careful about hiding my body from my own son. I wanted him to want me. I wanted that more than anything. I wanted him to touch himself at night, thinking about his mother's breasts, her hips, her long legs, and what they would feel like wrapped around him. I wanted that. But I was careful, of course. I mean, I must be careful. So very careful. I don't know what to say. One day I was heading from my bedroom to the shower. I had stripped, of course, and I had a towel loosely clung about me, and I walked into the bathroom, and there was my son, his cock in his hand. He was masturbating, that beautiful, thick, gorgeous cock of his was hard. I'd never seen it hard. It was even more beautiful. And I took one look at that cock, and my hand slipped, and the towel dropped. The look on his face, he froze. But he looked. I could see his eyes caressing my breasts, moving over my stomach, down to my pubic hair. His eyes were so wide. I wondered in that moment, were his fantasies finally coming true like mine were? Or was this completely unexpected? Did he have no idea? His mother had this gorgeous body, ready, waiting to be taken. But of course he didn't take me. He was too young, too shy, too unsure of himself. So instead, I stepped closer to him and I said, "Don't stop. I want you to come." Apparently, those are the magic words. My son began ejaculating almost immediately, his cum reaching out for me in thick ropes. I could feel it splash against my knees. It made me sad that I hadn't caught it in my mouth, or better yet, deep inside my womb. Oh, I'd thought about that. I know, this is not what a mother should think, but I had thought about it. I won't lie. I gave him a look, and it wasn't a look of disgust or being upset. I hope my look told him that I was his for the taking. I mean, he was embarrassed, of course, but I told him, masturbation is normal, sweetheart. It's a part of our growing up. And while I am your mother, I do have a woman's body. It's only natural that you should find it attractive. He wouldn't look me in the eye as he left the room, but I think next time. Well, we'll see what happens next time. won't we?